The next piece is by Gilbert Lelsey, who is known to you here, the resident of this community. And he wrote the first movement of this piece for us about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it was kind of complete in that form. And then when we talked about doing this concert, we discussed adding two more movements. And the design of the piece is curious because it kind of crosses time zones in a retroactive way. The first piece I would represent as the most contemporary in stylistic terms. The second movement touches on a kind of romantic era. It's as if he's going from the 20th century to the 19th century. And then the last movement actually deals with units of material from the classical era. So we're kind of going backwards in time. Now, many composers are doing this, of exploring crossovers in time zones. That doesn't mean that the pieces suddenly are written in a totally different style. It means that it touches on a genre from another era in order to make a contemporary statement of it. It's possibly reminiscent of what artists were doing in the early phase of experimentation in the 20th century, when psychological surrealist games were tried, all kinds of innovations in the art world were experimented with, and why should the artists be the only ones who could do this? So we composers have decided to experiment with the crossing of time zones, with playing psychological games with our audiences, where we lead them down one path and let them think this, and suddenly we hit them with that. So it's kind of fun. And it yields a new aesthetic. So I think you'll find, if you listen carefully, very interesting curiosities in this piece talking with Mr. Berglosa. But I have to find it. I've got nervous here. It's beginning to appear.